life, she had been able to go to her father with anything, for any reason, day or night, 24/7. He was the rock of Gibraltar, her foundation, her anchor. He had never really liked David. She knew that because he had told her when she had announced her engagement to him. Not in a harsh way, but with concern for her. Was she sure that was what she wanted? Was she sure David was the one? She had been upset with him at the time. She had wanted him to be happy for her, to be supportive of her, to approve. David had been a different person then, confident from the success of his work and the accolades of critics. But even then, her father had sensed a lack of foundation in him. And he had said to her that if this was what she truly wanted, he would give her his blessing, but that she needed to know that she would always have to be the strong one in the marriage. That when the chips were down, the only person she would be able to rely on was herself. He felt that David's strength would always rise and fall with the opinions of other people. Her father had walked down the aisle with her and handed her over to the man who would be her husband. And he had never spoken of his opinion of David again.
"Don't cry, Mommy,"
Lucy said. She put the gavel down on the desk and stood up on the seat of the chair and hugged her mother. Carrie winced at the pain in her ribs, but she didn't tell Lucy to let go. She wanted to feel the security of being held by someone who loved her, even if that someone was only 5 years old. A sharp knock at the door startled her. Before she could ask who was there, Kovac walked in with a stormy expression. He stopped short to take in the scene. He had wanted to come in with a big temper to throw at her for leaving the house, but seeing her with Lucy, seeing her with tears in her eyes, knocked the wind out of his sails. Embarrassed, Carrie touched gently beneath her eyes to wipe away the tears. She could probably have counted on one hand the number of people who had ever caught her crying. Kovac had managed to do it twice in one day. "By all means, come in, Detective Kovac," she said with an edge of sarcasm ruined by the weakness of her voice. Kovac looked from Carrie to Lucy.
"How did you know we would be here?"
Lucy asked, bright-eyed with curiosity. "I'm a detective," Kovac said. "That's what I do. I find out where people are. I find out who committed crimes."
"My mommy's a judge," Lucy said proudly.
"I know.
She puts bad people in jail."
Kovac glanced at Carrie, biting his tongue on some smart remark, she thought.
"Hey, Princess Lucy," Kovac said. "I need to speak with your mom in private. Why don't you go out in the hall with Officer Young, and he'll show you all the cool stuff on his belt. He'll show you how handcuffs work."
"I'm a fairy now, not a princess," Lucy informed him. She turned.
"Can I, Mommy?"
"Sure, honey." Lucy climbed down from the chair and went around the desk to Kovac and offered him her hand. By the look on his face, she could have been offering him a live snake.
"I'm not allowed to go places alone," Lucy said. "You have to take me."
Carrie motioned to the door when Kovac looked to her.
Okay,
he stammered, taking her small hand. He walked her out to hand her over to the care of Officer Young. When he came back, he looked a little rattled, as if he didn't know what to do with the emotions Lucy had evoked in him. Murderers he could deal with. A 5-year-old child undid him.